That's some fish, the giant bluefin tuna. It can grow 10 feet long and weigh as much as a pony. In short bursts, it can swim as fast as a horse can run. Gourmands and sports fishermen covet the fish. After its numbers began to fall 20 years ago, regulators limited the catch in the Atlantic Ocean. But finding out whether these limits are working has been very difficult because bluefin tuna migrate. So a Stanford University biologist set out 5 years ago to follow the Atlantic bluefin. Her findings may change the way we manage this fish. NPR's Christopher Joyce has the story.
Barbara Block performs surgery on bluefin tuna. She takes a scalpel and cuts an incision a few inches long in the fish's belly. She places a monitoring device inside the opening, then sews it shut. It takes her about 2 minutes. But before she does all that, she must haul the thrashing 300-pound fish onto the deck of a rocking boat.
I need more people. Bob, I'm
going to
need you.
Where do you want me at?
Okay, I want you right there. No.
Here. This is too fine for you, okay?
Okay, well, that's part of the greenness of the fish.
I understand.
A green fish is lively, scared.
I don't like being locked in here.
Pull him over to the far away a little bit. Pull him in just a little bit, up
there. A team from the NPR National Geographic Society's radio expeditions went along with Block's crew one winter day off the coast of North Carolina. Working alongside sport fisherman Bob Eakes, Block caught, tagged, and released 29 giant bluefin tuna that day. Some got surgery, the internal tags that periodically record things like water and body temperature and how deep a fish dives. Block's team also attached external tags to some of the fish. These would come loose in several months and pop up, beaming their location to a satellite. It's hard, cold work, with moments of pure joy.
Okay, you got the tunas right up here, schooled by the boat. You can never see this in your whole lifetime. Come on up here, they're right here, wild tunas, right up here.
They're surfing the waves.
There they are, yeah.
Watch.
Good guy.
Look at that one. That's what I want, Bob.
You hang
on, Bob.
There he is.
Oh, yeah.
On the water.
The question that we went out to examine was, what are bluefin tuna doing? Where do they go? And where do they go to breed? I think it was a great mystery to even us if we let go hundreds of tunas, would anyone ever capture them or see them again?
Block tagged over 350 bluefin tuna in 5 years. She got back 49 archival tags, the ones surgically implanted, from fish that had been caught. And almost all the pop-up tags that came loose from the swimming fish signaled their locations. All this gave Block a unique map of where tuna go.
So what we found out was that bluefin tuna that are released in the Western Atlantic travel throughout the entire North Atlantic, and in some cases, but not all, they even go into the Mediterranean Sea.
Almost one-third of the implanted tags Block retrieved were from fishers and processors in European waters. One fish crossed the Atlantic in 40 days. Block's tagging system also tracked fish to their major spawning grounds, one in the Gulf of Mexico and another in the eastern Mediterranean. Bluefin apparently treat the entire Atlantic as their backyard, and that has important consequences. The bluefin population dropped dangerously in the early 1980s, so European nations and the U.S. divided up the populations. Our tuna live in the Western Atlantic, their tuna live in the Eastern Atlantic. Regulators put limits on the catch, but limits are much tighter here in the Western Atlantic. Fisheries expert Rowley Schmitten of the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says the Europeans are catching too many bluefin in their region for the species to survive.
We cannot allow that to continue if we're going to rebuild our stocks in the West. And that's what the science that Dr. Block has given us, that because of mixing, our fish are going to the East, our fish are subject to their overharvest, our fish therefore may not recover given these new rates of mixing.
About 12,000 people are licensed to fish for bluefin tuna in U.S. waters. Rich Rue represents many of these people as head of the East Coast Tuna Association. He's not surprised by the scientific results.
It's good news for the fish, and it's certainly good news for Western Atlantic fishermen right now. What it's going to do will empower the U.S. commissioners and politicians to demand of the European Union that the United States has a stake in the fisheries in the Eastern Atlantic and Mediterranean.
The group that decides the tuna's fate is the International Commission for the Conservation of Atlantic Tunas. Its scientific panel meets in 2 weeks. NOAA's Rowley Schmitten will represent the U.S. While the regulators decide what to do, Block will continue her tagging. She wants to find out more about how these fish work, where they breed, and how to protect them.
There's a majesty to this fish. There's a sense of this animal being very special in nature that we all feel, and it's a remarkable organism that once you've interacted with it, we just have a passion for the animal.
Block's research appears in this week's issue of the journal Science. Christopher Joyce, NPR News, Washington.